107.7 and 92.1, the Bull, 20 in a row country. It's Joe Greenwood on the line with me right now. Gary Allen. Gary, what's up, buddy?
Not much. Getting ready to head your way.
Yes, you are. You got a big show coming up in Peoria. That's a fun town, man.
Excited to get up there. It's been a while.
I think last time you were up here was to do something for St. Jude, maybe?
Yep.
Now, for those of you that don't know, describe a Gary Allen show to us.
Whew. What are our shows like? Our shows are always high energy. We just made a new set list, so I'm trying to make sure it's all full of hits.
Man, you come out and you kick it every night, man.
Thanks. You know what? We just switched back to just making sure everything was hits. I got kind of caught up on making sure things were current for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to a Stevie Wonder show, and he played for like 3 hours, and he didn't play one song I knew. And I remember
that's not cool.
Going home so angry, and I thought, I'm never doing that. So now it's all hits.
I didn't know you had a jewelry line.
Yeah, I do. I've been doing that for a couple of years.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, I used to have a men's store in Nashville. We sold like suits and jewelry and funky guys wear. And then when we closed it down, while I had the store, I had the silversmith show me how to cast silver and gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last time I renegotiated with my record label a few years ago, I went to a full on diamond setting like jeweling school and learned how to set stones. And so now, yeah, we make everything. We make like crazy diamond studded stuff all the way down to silver, like chunky skulls and stuff like that. But yeah, we carve it out of wax, cast it in silver, set our own stones. We definitely do it our own.
Wow.
And now my kids do it too. They're all jewelers.
So none of the kids picked up the family trade of, you know, playing the guitar, huh?
I don't think anybody wanted to travel, you know? I don't think anybody, that took a toll on them, being away a lot. And I think nobody wanted that.
I get that. But, you know, speaking of kids, I'm a dad, and, you know, sometimes when I'm out in a much smaller scale than yours, you know, people are like, hey, I know you. What's it like for the kids, you know? Your dad's famous. Are they like, oh, yeah, my dad again, you know? Or are they, like, cool about it?
They were cool about it. They're all older now, but they were cool about it. They loved it when I went into their school and played or did something for their classes or something like that.
I just figure, you know, at some point in time, kids are still going to be kids, and they're going to be embarrassed by their dad, you know, at some level.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I definitely had that. I wasn't cool until I moved to Tennessee. I was a lot less cool in California playing country music.
I see you got a new album coming out. Now, it's been a while since you released an album. What, 2013 was Set You Free. What's the deal? When are we getting some new music, man?
You know what? I'm in recording some now.
Mm-hmm.
I switched record labels. I've had a lot of lawyer drama with the labels. That's cost me a couple of years. That's what I meant when I went to a stone setting school and all that.
Oh, sure.
Do something to fill my time.
Right.
But now we're on a new label where it's still under the Universal umbrella. We're on EMI now, but I think we've got all the drama set aside. We're ready to do something. And I felt like the album was so old that I needed to get in and freshen it up. So I've been writing my butt off. And going back in with Jay Joyce, and we're gonna come out with some new singles.
Oh, so the only way you can get Mess Me Up and Do You Wish It Was Me is online,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm a big fan of Mess Me Up. But,
right on, me too.
Yeah, oh, it's a great song. Also a huge fan of Get Off on the Pain. Now, the logo that you have, the horse, the skeleton horse and all that, is that from the song or where did that come from?
That came from a bar way back before I had a record contract. A friend of mine had cut that out of window tint. Just the outline of that and stuck it on my guitar. And then eventually it bled onto my guitar and it kind of had a skeleton vibe. And then I had a tattoo artist friend of mine draw that. And that was our logo from way back when.
And it stuck. Wow. Gary Allen is our guest. Gary's going to be playing in Peoria coming up on March 22nd. What's your favorite song of yours? I ask everyone this. And you've got to have a favorite song of yours. And a lot of times it's not the hits, it's whatever. What song do you have that emotional connection to?
Yeah, you know, mine change all the time. I think my favorite song is Think of It is It Ain't Whiskey Right Now.
Okay.
So mine forever change. I just think that's a really gripping song. I was blown away that it wasn't bigger. And the crowd, it always hits the crowd the hardest, I think, every night.
You've been doing this for a long time, man. But there had to be one point in time in which you walk out there and everyone's got their lighters in the air and everyone's singing along to Her Man and all of that. Can you describe that feeling?
It's surreal. I have surreal moments still. I had one the other day walking into my house and I had my cars and my bus and pulling into my house just going, holy crap, you know, you look around and you're like, wow. When I was on the Brooks and Dunn tour, walking around with, you know, on a tour that, you know, there was 35 trucks and 14 buses, and it's crazy to walk back there and think, wow, you know, this is what I dreamed of doing, and I'm getting to do it. It's crazy. I'm very blessed.
Indeed, man. You've been all over the world. What's your favorite place to play in the entire world? And you can't say Peoria because I know better, buddy.
You know, I think it's always going home. I like to go home, and then we had a few hot spots in our, which is California.
Sure.
But we had a few hot spots when we first started. Like, not everybody played me at first. Mm-hmm. And like, we were heavy in Texas, so I always like going back to Texas.
Gary, I know you got to run. I know you got to bounce. We got more tickets to give away for your show coming up March 22nd. Super excited for that show. I'll be there. Hopefully get to hang out with you backstage before you go on.
I hope so. I'll see you then. All right, brother.